talk to a couple of sophomores here, though. First and foremost, starting off here with sophomore Lawson Bailey. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good, Adam.
Well, thanks again for joining me here. And, you know, it's been I know it's been tough wins and losses this year, but you guys are starting to come around here and play a lot better here down the stretch. And what do you think maybe that's been attributed to here over these last few games?
Well, I think we've been getting these last games pretty close. I think we're tired of losing. We're tired of staying in the game, and then just next thing we know, we're down by 10. I don't know. I think those close games, it motivates us more to finish out the game.
Yeah, you guys have been playing pretty good. You guys, I know it was a tough three-point loss against Holcomb on Friday, and, you know, was it kind of a, as a player, was it nice to have a quick turnaround for your next game?
For me it was, because we had a faster chance to redeem ourselves, get that next win, keep us going through the season.
And you had a pretty big game there on Saturday there at Cimarron, I believe around 7 points there, and I thought maybe you were going to be at 8 there. Have you looked back? Was that a 3 or was that a 2?
Yes, it was a 3. On the film, my foot was behind the line.
Okay. I thought it was a 3, too, but, you know, that's the way it goes. I guess you're going to have to find that other point for your career later on here tomorrow night or down the road.
Exactly.
But how fun was that game on Saturday at Cimarron?
Oh, it was super fun. We had a lot of energy all throughout the whole game. It started with the C team, and we had a lot of energy and just carried that all the way through to varsity.
What are some things that you've done that you've seen yourself improve upon this year, especially, I guess, when you're out there for the varsity?
I think just moving the ball around more, not holding it as often, trying to get the ball to the other side faster, keep the defense moving.
Well, you had a big game, your first meeting against Colby. I know you're probably looking for that again tomorrow night.
I'm hoping to.
You bet you. At least we're in the home confines, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, hopefully things work out there for you. And you've had a pretty good sophomore campaign here, Lawson. Thanks again for joining me here. Good luck to you coming up the rest of this year.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Lawson Bailey joining us here. And now it's over to another sophomore and Dylan Metzger. It's like they're right next to each other in the program. You go from number 25 here to number 30. And Dylan, thanks again for coming by here. And how you doing?
Pretty good.
That's good. It's been a quick season here. You've had a lot of varsity experience here this year, coming off the bench here. And how do you think that you've done when you stepped into those varsity games?
Pretty good. I'm usually pretty nervous, but by the time we get rolling, I tend to get a little bit better about that.
I know you got to feel pretty confident here as the season has gone on. It's gotten a lot better. You play a couple of quarters of JV as well. Do those help you out maybe a little bit to get you going for the night when you're called upon to go into the varsity game?
Yes, definitely. Kind of gets me in the groove.
Yeah, you guys have had some pretty good success there in the JV this year, and then in varsity you've had some pretty good moments as well. What have been some of your favorite games that you played in varsity this year?
Cimarron was probably my most fun game. I felt we had a lot of energy, like Lawson said, all the way from C team all the way up to varsity. It was just a fun game.
It was, and you guys had to kind of play with the lead there, and they got back to within one, and a couple chances there. And looking back there, were you pleased about how you guys were kind of able to maintain that lead throughout?
Yes. There, towards the end, they started pressing us, and I felt like we handled the pressure pretty good and got some quick, easy layups and kind of just pulled through right there.
All right. What's something that you're trying to continue to work upon here as you have these final three games and then the sub-state?
Turning the ball over. In the beginning of the year, I feel like I tend to turn the ball over every once in a while, but I feel like I've gotten better about that and just getting better and better every game.
All right. It is sophomore Dylan Metzger joining us here. And what's probably been your best game that you think you've played in?
Smoky Valley, for
sure. Smoky Valley, yeah, that's right, over at the college there. And thanks again, Dylan, here, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right, once again, sophomore Dylan Metzger joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. We'll talk next here with Coach Brian Gentry as Scott City once again hosts the Colby Eagles senior night tomorrow night. They'll have their ceremony in between games here. And Coach, I know it's been tough here. It's been about a week since you guys played here, but you guys hopefully been able to get some practice time in and, of course, get back into a groove here today. But going back to last week, I think you have to be pretty happy at how you played, especially Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, you know, Friday we did a lot of good things, but, you know, you look back on any game that's decided by, you know, 3 points, you know, or less, and there's always one or two plays that you wish you had back, and, you know, a couple possessions got away from us, you know, just not being strong with the ball, and in tight games like that, you know, they could be a difference maker. So, You know, we made some pretty good plays to hang in there, but at the same time, you know, we just didn't execute down the stretch as well as we would have liked. And both of these guys kind of referred back to it. But Saturday we made it a point, you know, we were going to go down there and create the energy that we needed. And it almost felt like one of those games, you know, pre-fans. You know, there weren't a lot of people in there. And I thought our guys did a great job kind of setting the tone during that C-team game. You know, it's always fun for the C-team guys to get to play in front of their teammates because it never really happens. They kind of play by themselves. And so I thought our guys did a good job supporting them. And it just kind of carried through. You know, you wouldn't have been able to tell we were playing, you know, away because I thought we actually had more energy than anybody did in there. So I was proud of those guys for that.
You know, it was kind of, you talked about a couple tight games there, Friday and Saturday. Friday night you were on the other end trying to catch up there at the end there. Saturday you're playing the lead, and I thought you guys were able to kind of handle that lead there, maintain it. It was a little scary a couple of times there, but you guys, it felt like that they learned from the night before.
Yeah, you know, in any sport, whatever you're doing, if you've never been in a spot where you've had to hold on to a lead and done it successfully, I mean, it kind of messes with your mind. You know, you sit on a lead for a while and, you know, the opponent makes a little run at you. Until you do it and hold on to it and you know, get the win, you always kind of have that doubt in your mind whether or not something bad's going to happen. And so we talk a lot about making your own breaks, basically creating your own opportunities. And you know, the game got to one point there and there were several possessions. But I thought we made, you know, a lot of hustle plays late. You know, we took a questionable shot, you know, with about a minute and 40 left. And Lawson makes a great play saving the ball. And then, you know, gets rewarded, you know, right there afterwards where he makes this questionable three or two, whatever it was. So, but that, you know, that's a, you know, the reward for hustling. You know, sometimes those things pay off and the ball finds energy, and he created it on that one. And you know, we were able to, you know, really our younger guys and our older guys, we've kind of been able to mix in, and our younger guys get more confident, you know, every time they step out there. And you know, we mix and matched them there for a while in that game. And I thought, you know, both groups did a great job of making plays down the stretch.
You know, speaking of plays down the stretch, you were shuffling in a lot of personnel, more mainly, I think, offense for defense there. And I thought probably the one biggest defensive play you guys had was when Cimarron missed a three and they got the rebound. All of a sudden, you triple-team the player down the block and you force him to travel. And that was great defense because not only it was tough giving up the board, but also you guys made up for it with not committing a foul there when it could have been easily called.
Yeah. You know, one thing that these guys, you know, won't be questioned on is their hustle. Yeah. You know, they're going to hustle, and they did that. And yeah, we were shuffling, you know, offense and defense. We went more five guards, you know, on offense in case we got fouled and we put free throw guys at the line. And then we needed those guys in to rebound. You know, you learn from mistakes, and we've already talked about it. But, you know, you look back at the Holcomb game, and there's 7 seconds, and we have five guards in there. We're going to let them play it out, but we give up the defensive rebound or the offensive rebound. And so we foul again. Luckily, they missed both of them, but we get the rebound. But now we're left with 3.3 left to get our shot off full court. You know, learning from that, you know, obviously Saturday we're swapping in five and, you know, two post players. And it's easy to do when you have a handful of timeouts when you don't use them for a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, in order to keep those timeouts, you got to make sure other teams don't go on runs so you don't have to use them. So we had those in our pocket, and we were able to use them pretty well. So a lot of credit to these guys, though, because, you know, as we've talked in the past, you know, it's not always easy to continue to work your butt off when things don't go your way. And, you know, these guys continue to buy in and to you know, really be there for each other. And it's showing, you know. I think these guys are improving every day, and we're continuing to get better.
Well, tomorrow night it's Colby coming to town here, and this is a game where you led for a while there, but then they had a big run in that fourth quarter. And I know they're coming in struggling here as of late here, but you both have played a lot of similar teams there, and a pretty tough schedule for both teams here down the stretch here. And what have you maybe seen a little different from Colby from the first time around?
I mean, they're still a team that you know has a lot of sets that they can run, but mainly, I mean, they're gonna try to get the ball to Ryan Myers, and the Vaughn kid, you know, he's streaky, so he can get hot, and so we've got to be really aware of where those guys are. And I think the big thing that we've kind of settled into over the last couple of weeks is we haven't been seeing the long, you know, droughts on offense. It might be, a little one here and there, but as far as like an 8-minute drought goes, like we went through in Colby that first time, I think we're just more aware of it now. And it's when those things happen, after a couple possessions, if we haven't got a good opportunity, it's get the ball to the post and let's get a good look. All right, let's at least assure ourselves a good look. And when that happens, one, we get to the line a little bit more, but we're putting it on spots of the floor that we're pretty good at.
All right, it is Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. Scott City hosts Colby tomorrow night for senior night, then a couple more games next week. And thanks again, as always, Coach, here. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Adam.